2022 in record disclosures of domestic abuse to Women's Aid. An additional 520 women revealed they had been sexually abused, including over 300 who said they had been raped in 2023. In total, Women's Aid received more than 40,000 disclosures of abuse against women and children last year, the highest ever in the organisation's 50-year history. The charity said the scale of abuse was staggering. Regular guest on this programme is Dr. Marie Hainsworth, manager of Donegal Domestic Violence, and Marie joins us now. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I do appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg. No, it's no bother at all.
Now, we're speaking yesterday, or sorry, we're reflecting today on the figures yesterday from Women's Aid. And I suppose the question of interest to us here is, are we seeing similar trends in our area?
Well, unfortunately, yes. I haven't got the breakdown of Women's Aid's report in terms of when that increase started, because I've noticed for us, certainly from the middle of last year, there seems to have been quite a marked increase. So, you know, the figures overall for 22 and 23 would be quite similar, but there's been a massive increase since the middle of last year. And already our reports now for the first 4 months of this year are 35% of an increase from the previous 2 years. So there's definitely been something has been happening, you know, over the last 9 or 10 months. And it's been reflected, you know, more than Women's Aid as well. We've had a number of increase now in terms of sexual assault, quite vicious and violent sexual assaults, and also stabbing. So, like, it's not a Dublin issue, and it's not, you know, from other parts of the country. It does seem to be nationwide that this has kind of taken off, or maybe it's just an unprecedented level of reporting and responding to events. You know, we're not quite clear where it's coming from at the moment.
And that is the big question that often remains unanswered and still does today, I suppose. Is this about an increase of violence towards women, or is this about, you know, greater awareness, I suppose, amongst those that women who have been victims might engage with? I'm thinking, you know, GPs or their legal representatives, or even, you know, learning the services are there through conversations like this. Or is it, and I suppose it's always going to be a mix, isn't it? Or is it that more women are actually being, are actual victims of domestic violence?
I think that there's definitely an increase in the severity of attacks, because that's what's bringing frontline services in. So the guards would have always been called out to domestic violence incidents. But I think the increased level of violence means that they're being called out more often. So that unfortunately is definitely one of the areas. You've also got people coming forward in terms of, you know, just general awareness. You've got a multitude of different cultures coming in with different approaches to violence that are now beginning to kind of slot into the way that we view it. So you've got more reports coming through from other cultures. And you've probably got a bit more confidence in terms of services. You know, there's been a lot of awareness raising over the last couple of years. I think COVID really highlighted the dangers of not being able to get into families, not being able to kind of work with issues earlier on. So there's definitely been an escalation in terms of both interventions and also in reporting as well as of incidents. So unfortunately, I think it's probably across the board. You know, we're just seeing a massive increase in all these areas. And it's not just our service. I know all the other agencies working with vulnerable families at the moment are noticing the same level of increase. Mental health services, addiction services, homeless services are all noting that the level of complexity and the number of kind of high-risk cases coming forward just seem to be increasing at the moment.
And I'm only asking this question, I suppose, in the interest maybe of raising awareness generally and, you know, maybe pointing out that we all need to be allies to people regardless of where they are or who they are or whatever. When you talk of different cultures and the impact on figures, is that significant enough to sort of match the increases that you're seeing in the figures locally, if I can put it like that?
Yeah, I don't think so, because I know, like, I'm just thinking of 4 cases recently that were quite high, you know, in terms of very serious sexual assaults and a stabbing, and all of the victims were kind of local women, if you know what I mean, you know, and they were white, they were local, they were Irish, as were the perpetrators. So you know, at one level, we're seeing a massive increase locally, as well as I think what we're seeing, you know, with other cultures is maybe there was a delay in terms of them coming forward and reporting until they got used to services and what was around. But we're not seeing a massive influx.
You're not seeing an overrepresentation necessarily.
No, I think what we're doing now is beginning to see an appropriate representation, whereas in the past we might have, you know, been trying to target particular groups because we weren't getting any referrals or people coming through. I think we are now across the board from most cultures, definitely, that have been here a while. So that piece has kind of streamlined a little bit, but it doesn't explain, no, not the massive increase.
What, like, I can't see this trend changing unless something changes. And neither you, certainly not me, but it'd be very difficult for you to have all the answers, Dr. Hainsworth. But what should or could we be doing? More deterrent, more education? You know, the awareness is great, but if it just means that more people are coming through, still the victims of crime, do you know what I mean? How are we even beginning to sort of drill down into what we can do so that women are more safe, particularly in their own homes, of course?
Yeah, I think part of the message is that, you know, to take action, you know, so we are encouraging people to come forward, because I think the more people who take action, the more that message infiltrates through into communities, because we are hearing that. We're hearing people going, oh, you know, it's not OK to hit your wife in this country because she can leave and she has rights and she has entitlements, you know. So we've definitely heard that message getting through, but also within our own populations. You know, if people know that there are consequences, then I think that's the only way that you're going to change people's attitudes. You know, you can do all the awareness raising you like, but it has to follow through with action. So people do need to see that there are consequences. They do need to see that the systems are working. And I think maybe that's why we're getting people through now. We are seeing that system working. Not always in the best way, but we are getting it through. I think we just need to keep doing more of what we're doing. We need to make sure that the services can continue to provide through, and that includes housing, which is the big problem, you know.
Yeah.
So we don't want that risk of homelessness being the reason that people are staying in violent relationships. And at the moment, that is a bit of a challenge.
And how many cases would you see a week, Marie, just to give us a sense of what's going on locally?
Well, it varies. But, you know, there were a couple of weeks there in April where we worked with 85 families in 1 week. Now, a lot of those are ongoing cases, obviously, but that gives you the scale. You know, I've always said that we work with maybe 100 families a month. That figure has gone up now to maybe 150 families. And that's been steadily increasing since the middle of last year. And again, no particular reason other than maybe we are offering more services, so we're keeping people in the service longer and then adding new clients as they come in. But definitely the needs are increasing. People need support with legal information. They need support with managing access, you know, housing, accommodation, safety planning, working through what's happening, you know. And we are able to offer all of those supports, but it really is a complex issue. It's not something that's a quick fix, you know. It is a long-term intervention, and that's what's needed by all services, I think.
Yeah, the scale is mm-hmm. shocking. Dr. Marie Hainsworth, as always, thank you. Just to remind anyone listening to this, and if it's brought something up for them, or they feel now is the time for them to reach out, how do they contact Donegal Domestic Violence?
Well, we have a helpline number. The free phone number is 1800 262677. We do also have a website, donegaldomesticviolenceservices.ie, that has all our other contact information, or you can email the service on refuge@ddvs1.com.
Thanks so much for your time. Dr. Marie Hainsworth, Manager of Donegal Domestic Violence Services, and